Chapter 0. London. Before. The warmth of the afternoon sun reflected high on the horizon. Buildings mirrored the rays, creating the haze and glow of a perfect day. Emily walked up the steps, squinting her almond eyes against the brightness. The gentle breeze gracefully moved her hair across her face, coming to rest on her shoulders. The sun's rays gave her a glow with a vivid brilliance of comfort, the type that would magnetize one's soul. A radiant smile crept across her face as she looked up. That entrancing smile could penetrate every aspect of your body, enticing you into her safe invitation. Emily wrapped her arms around Cameron and kissed him passionately, drawing him tight into her. As they parted, she held his face with her left hand, looking deep into his eyes. In her right hand, she held a bag containing a jacket. She handed it to him and smiled again, this time an intimate yet shy smile that spoke a thousand hidden words. "Oh, thank you for bringing the jacket. I hope it didn't take you out of your way. Do you have time for a coffee?" He calmly waited for a reply, looking directly into those enthralling eyes. A slightly choked response flowed from her. "Oh, super busy day today, actually. Let's get a coffee another time, if that's okay." He matched her reply with a simple shrug. However, the answer left him unsettled. A simple, innocent combination of words, informative, polite, yet said in a tone that was direct and cold in its manner, caused an alarming notion to rise in Cameron. A meaning that perhaps one day it might be discovered. Emily flashed a casual show of affection, as if she knew her intimate feelings might have peeked through the surface. They rubbed noses, yet he felt a sudden rush of uneasiness as she walked away.
"Give me a call later then, when you're free,"
Cameron shouted after her, watching her retreating figure hurry down the steps and back onto the street. There was a slight pause from Emily. She motioned to turn back and look over her shoulder to face him, but she resisted and carried on her way, getting lost in the busy street. The afternoon dragged into the evening. The unsettled feeling within Cameron persisted throughout, checking and rechecking his phone for any messages or calls from Emily proved to be pointless. It was unlike her to not even send a smiley face, just to let him know she was busy but still thinking of him. His messages had gone unread so far. "Thank you again for the jacket. Smiley face. 15:26. Hey, how's your busy afternoon going? 17:13. Is everything okay? 18:57. Emily? 19:25. Each time he tried calling, the phone rang out, eventually reaching her voicemail. Cameron felt his normal inner calmness becoming replaced by an uncertainty that grew and grew like a tight band around his chest, almost to the point of physical pain.
"Hey, listen, not sure if you're home and just shattered, but I'm nearby and was going to pop round to say hi. Be there in 25 mins. Kiss, kiss."
Cameron sent the text at 20:18. Then he made his way to her apartment, his spare key to the building clutched firmly in the palm of his hand. They both had each other's apartment keys, and it was a comforting feeling that each of them could stay over at any time they wanted. But on this occasion, Cameron felt like an outsider, an intruder, uninvited, and perhaps even unwanted. One last look at his phone as he stood outside her front door, wishing and hoping there were missed calls or a message from Emily to say that she was stuck in a meeting or that she'd totally forgot that she'd made plans with friends for the evening. He lingered at the door, watching the blank screen until the next minute passed. Still, none of his messages were read. His eyes narrowed, and he let out a sigh as he put the key in the lock and twisted. "Emily?" he called out as he slowly and gently pushed open the apartment door. It was dark in the hallway as Cameron stepped in. "Emily? You in?" He flicked the switch to get some light in the hall. Glancing to the coat pegs on the wall, he noticed that all her jackets were missing. He frowned and took slow, deliberate steps, looking over to the master bedroom door. It was slightly ajar with what seemed to be a shirt on the floor just behind it. Cameron pushed the bedroom door open
As he stepped inside, he was met with a chaotic scene of disordered disruption. The wardrobes were open and empty hangers were cluttered around the floor. There were a few items of clothes scattered around the room. Generic items like t-shirts and jeans. The dresser had the contents of the drawers spread all over the surface. Cameron's eyes were wide with fear and confusion. He stood in the middle of the room, transfixed. He called out once again,
"Emily!"
This time it came out more as a strangled cry rather than a call with purpose.